As we delve deeper into Cathy Fung's painting, An Afternoon in Old Hong Kong, Dim Sum 3, let's focus on a visual analysis that helps us appreciate the intricacies and emotional layers underpinning this artwork. By closely examining specific elements of art and principles of design, we can gain a better understanding of what Fung seeks to communicate through her vibrant and textured scene. To begin with, let's closely observe the artwork as a whole. As you look at it, take note of the various components that come together to create this lively composition. The first thing that probably strikes you is the vivid interplay of colors, from the rich gold background to the delicate details of the teapot and its accompanying dishes. Just focusing on the teapot, you can see how it stands out due to its contrasting colors, white and red against the gold paper. You might find your eye naturally drawn to various spots, the deep green leaves, the detailed dumplings, or perhaps the bright yellow flowers. Now, let's pinpoint some of the elements of art present in this piece, particularly focusing on shape, color, and texture. Looking at the shapes, you can identify a mixture of both organic and geometric forms. The teapot and the cups introduce a more geometric quality with their precise lines and curves, while the flowers and bamboo have a wonderfully organic feel to them. This mixture expresses a sense of comfort and domesticity. You might reflect on how familiar these forms are to you, symbolizing warmth and togetherness. The arrangement of these shapes is quite deliberate, establishing a visual hierarchy that guides your eye through the various elements. Next up is the color palette, which plays a crucial role in this artwork. The dominant colors are the warm golds and soft whites, combined with vibrant reds and greens. Gold not only serves as a backdrop but enhances the overall mood of the painting, evoking feelings of nostalgia and celebration. You might ask yourself, how do these colors make you feel? Many viewers might suggest that the warmth of the gold, combined with the lively greens and reds, creates a sense of familiarity and joy, reminiscent of a sunny afternoon spent enjoying dim sum with loved ones. The interplay of these colors could also reflect the rich cultural heritage of Hong Kong, drawing in traditions and memories that resonate with many. Next, let's consider the texture of the painting. The use of gold paper immediately invites curiosity about its surface quality. Is it smooth, rough, glossy, or matte? In this case, the texture is sleek and reflective, which adds life to the colors, enhancing the visual experience. This choice elevates the work from a simple painting to something more tactile. When you stand close to it, you might feel a pull to touch it, to interact with it. This urge you feel could signify the importance of connection, both to the artwork and the cultural memories it evokes. Now that we've identified these crucial elements, let's shift our focus to the principles of design that organize and elevate these components. One prominent principle at play in Fung's work is balance. The composition achieves an asymmetrical balance that keeps the viewer's interest alive. The teapot with its strong colors and the plate of egg tarts on one side balance the delicate flowers and the birdcage on the other, creating a visually appealing tension. Have you noticed how your eye moves across the canvas, settling on different elements? This balance encourages exploration and invites deeper engagement with the scene. Another key principle is harmony. Just as the color palette works together, there is a thematic unity in the painting as well. The recurring motifs of the teapot, cups, and traditional dim sum illustrate a cultural-specific narrative that binds the elements together. When you examine these components, you may begin to feel a sense of community and shared experience, rooted in familial ties and cultural heritage. Many might agree that this sense of unity is crucial, as it reflects the artist's intention to celebrate a cherished aspect of life in Hong Kong. Additionally, contrast plays a vital role in this artwork. The stark differences between the rough texture of the bamboo and the smoothness of the teapot create visual interest. The contrasts in color also contribute. Warm and cool tones are skillfully interwoven, drawing attention to the focal points of the painting, such as the teapot and the egg tarts. This contrast not only varies the visual intensity but also highlights the importance of each element, making them feel more significant in the overall narrative. Can you discern areas in the painting where the contrasts heighten your interest? Now, as we tie these observations together, let's examine how the elements of art and principles of design work hand in hand to convey meaning and emotion. The integration of shape, color, and texture creates a narrative that resonates with personal and communal experiences surrounding dining and traditions. This synergy allows viewers to connect emotionally with the painting, stirring memories or inviting thoughts about their own familial traditions. The balance, harmony, and contrast further enrich this experience, making the artwork not just a visual feast, but a meaningful exploration of cultural identity. In conclusion, An Afternoon in Old Hong Kong, Dim Sum 3 serves as a rich tapestry woven from the elements of art and principles of design, coming together to convey a thoughtful narrative steeped in cultural significance. Each component, from the vibrant colors that evoke feelings of warmth and nostalgia to the harmonious balance that keeps the viewer engaged, plays a crucial part in how the artwork resonates with its audience. The gold paper itself invites curiosity and conversation, enhancing the overall impact by laying a luxurious foundation for the scene. As you observe the contrasting textures and shapes, you might find that they each tell a story of tradition, community, and the intimate act of gathering around food. These themes resonate universally, allowing anyone who views the painting to reflect on their own experiences, whether they are tied to food, family gatherings, or cultural celebrations. As you step back and take a holistic view of the work, consider how Fung's careful arrangement of these elements and principles captures not just a moment in time but an entire narrative of shared experiences. The artist's intent comes through clearly. She is not simply depicting a meal but inviting the viewer into a celebration of life's simple pleasures and cherished traditions. This painting encourages dialogue about cultural identity, heritage, and what it means to come together. As you contemplate this artwork, think about your own connections to food and tradition. What stories does this scene evoke for you? How do colors, shapes, and textures influence your perceptions of nostalgia and cultural memory? By engaging with these questions, you tap into a deeper understanding of not just this artwork, but the rich narratives that surround food, families, and cultural practices everywhere. Kathy Fung's masterful painting is a reminder of how art can create spaces for reflection and connection. So, as you move forward, consider the pivotal role that such works play in fostering understanding and appreciation for diverse experiences and traditions. Have you ever thought about how a single image can open up conversations that span generations and cultures? That is the transformative power of art, encapsulated beautifully in An Afternoon in Old Hong Kong, Dim Sum 3.